Second Chronicles, Chapter 18. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and made a marriage alliance with Ahab. And after certain years he went down to Ahab to Samaria. And Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance, and for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth-Gilead. And Ahab king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat king of Judah, Will you go with me to Ramoth-Gilead? And he answered him, I am as you are, and my people as your people, and we will be with you in the war. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, Inquire, I pray you, for the word of the Lord today. Therefore the king of Israel gathered together of prophets 400 men, and said unto them, Shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand. But Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There's yet one man, by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me, but all was evil, the same as Micaiah the son of Imla. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. And the king of Israel called for one of his officers, and said, Bring quickly Micaiah the son of Imla. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat king of Judah sat each of them on his throne, clothed in their robes, and they sat at a threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah the son of Shemaiah had made himself horns of iron, and said, Thus says the Lord, With these you shall push Syria until they are consumed. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, Go up to Ramoth-Gilead, and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent, let your word therefore, I pray you, be like one of theirs, and speak you good. And Micaiah said, As the Lord lives, even what my God says, that will I speak. And when he had come to the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And he said, Go you up, and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand. And the king said to him, How many times shall I make you swear that you say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? Then he said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains, as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, These have no master, let them return therefore every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell you that he would not prophesy good unto me, but evil? Again he said, Therefore hear the word of the Lord, I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who shall entice Ahab king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one spoke saying after this manner, and another saying after that manner. Then there came out a spirit, and stood before the Lord, and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, By what means? And he said, I will go out, and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, You shall entice him, and you shall also prevail. Go out, and do even so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these your prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil against you. Then Zedekiah the son of Shemaiah came near, and struck Micaiah upon the cheek, and said, Which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto you? And Micaiah said, Behold, you shall see on that day when you shall go into an inner chamber to hide yourself. Then the king of Israel said, Take you Micaiah, and carry him back to Ammon the governor of the city, and to Josh the king's son, and say, Thus says the king, Put this fellow in the prison, and feed him with little bread and with little water, until I return in peace. And Micaiah said, If you ever return in peace, then has not the Lord spoken by me? And he said, Hearken, all you people. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat the king of Judah went up to Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself, and will go to the battle, but put you on your robes. So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went to the battle. Now the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariots that were with him, saying, Fight you not with small or great, except only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, It is the king of Israel. Therefore they surrounded him to fight, but Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him, and God led them to depart from him. For it came to pass, that, when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at random, and struck the king of Israel between the joints of the armor. Therefore he said to his chariot man, Turn your hand, that you may carry me out of the battle, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day, and the king of Israel propped himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until the evening, and about the time of the sun going down he died.